Good morning. Today is Wednesday, April 14th, 2021. O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to God, the three in one, creator, redeemer, and sustainer. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Take a minute to notice your breath. Observe the shifting of breath and energy in your body. Notice how God is breathing life into you at this very moment. As God breathed life into the first human beings, as the Spirit of God breathes life and energy into our souls, you are, right now, in this moment, receiving the gift of breath. As you inhale, feel the energy of God lift you up. And as you exhale, surrender to gravity, grounded in your unique vocation of service in this world. Just rest in this space for a moment. Observe your breath. Offer your thoughts and feelings to God without trying to control or change anything. Please repeat these words. Lord, you are near to all who call on you. Lord, you are near to all who call on you. Our scripture today is James 1, verses 19 through 27. Remember this, my dear sisters and brothers. Be quick to listen, but slow to speak and slow to anger. For God's justice is never served by our anger. So do away with all your filth and the last vestiges of wickedness in you. Humbly welcome the word which has been planted in you, because it has the power to save you. But act on this word, because if all you do is listen to it, you're deceiving yourselves. Those who listen to God's word but don't put it into practice are like those who look into mirrors at their own faces. They look at themselves, then go off and promptly forget what they looked like. But those who look steadily at the perfect law of freedom and make it their habit, not listening and then forgetting, but actively putting it into practice, will be blessed in all that they do. If those who don't control their tongues imagine that they are devout, they are deceiving themselves, and their worship is pointless. Pure, unspoiled religion in the eyes of our Abba God is this: coming to the aid of widows and orphans when they are in need, and keeping oneself uncontaminated by this world. Take a moment of silence and just notice who or what you are being led to pray about today. Wherever the Spirit of God leads you, hold this person or this community or perhaps this situation before the Lord as we pray together. Grant us, Lord, to know in weakness the strength of your incarnation, in pain, the triumph of your passion, in poverty, the riches of your divine love, in reproach, the satisfaction of sympathy, in loneliness, the comfort of your continual presence, in difficulty, the efficacy of your intercession, in perplexity, the guidance of your wisdom, and by your glorious death and resurrection, bring us at last to the joy of seeing you face to face. We pray in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, eternal God, earth maker, pain bearer, life giver, source of all that is and all that shall be, not only Father, but Mother of us all, may the hallowing of your name echo through the universe. May the way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the world. May your heavenly will be done by all created beings. May your commonwealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and test, strengthen us. From trials too great to endure, spare us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. For you reign in the glory of the power that is love, now and forever. Amen. And now, my friends, may the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ go with you wherever he may send you today. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Go in peace.